The Real Real is planning to open more stores. According to the Wall Street Journal, the luxury reseller is preparing to open up to 3 stores throughout the year with the aim of expanding its current footprint of 12 stores to 30 in the next few years. The San Francisco-based company wants to attract more owners of items of prestige brands from companies such as Kering or LVMH as the key to its business model, and is aware that many of them would feel more comfortable going to a physical store to get advice on a sale from an on-site luxury manager. The new stores would be different from those located in New York's Soho neighborhood, the executive said. The company is looking to set up smaller sites of a size around 2,500 square feet in wealthy but more local neighborhoods. Chris, what are your thoughts on this move from Real Real?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be quicker and even more candid at the point than I normally am, because I know you have a lot of thoughts on this that I definitely want to hear too. And I haven't talked to you that much about it in advance of the show, but you know, my quick take is I've long loved what the Real Real is doing ever since we saw their store, I think at NRF back in like
years
2018.
Ago.
And I just loved it. But the one thing I would say about it was the Soho stores particularly were way too big.
Yeah.
And I don't think you need the make of them. You don't need the boutique merchandised, the boutique nature of the merchandising like it was there, right? Because the people that want the value of a real resale watch or a piece of clothing, they know why they're going there. You're going there to get the value, right? So you don't need to put the make in your stores. They can be smaller and you can reinvest that money into more ROI producing activities to drive sales. And I also think the other point about this is stores give you accessibility, right?
Yes.
It's not just an online interaction. You can go and get the confidence of the tactile experience of seeing what are essentially luxury products in the flesh. And I don't think that can be discounted. And I would tell you too, Ann, last point I'd make, if we had a Real Real down the street in the mall close to us, I think I would stop in at least once a month to check out what's in there, just to see, you know, maybe pick up a gift for somebody, pick up a gift for myself. You know, I think I would do that. So I think this is a really smart move.
Yeah, I do too. I think this is a brilliant move when we're starting to look at the decline of a lot of the major, you know, Barney's, Neiman's, Saks, like that business kind of going along the wayside or stores closing. And you start to see even places like Macy's really going heads down into luxury. And this to me is like bringing Neiman's as a concept to for the secondhand market to the population. And I think, unlike Neiman's or Saks or Barney's, now you're pulling from a much larger demographic because those price points aren't starting as high as they were for luxury items. And I think this is what's really going to help the Real Real scale, both from a place to acquire new goods, but also for the in-person shopping that they mentioned. So I went to one of these Real Real stores in Newport Beach, Chris, when I was
one
of the smaller format stores. They have one, I forget what the neighborhood, it's very posh, but I went to one of these stores, line out the door the whole day, the entire day. There's a line out the door with a security guard, like letting people in and out. It was a small format, couldn't have been more than 2,000 square feet. And you're right, like very bare bones fixtures. They do not need crazy fixtures because the products are beautiful. Like they highlight themselves. It was handbags in one area on a shelf, jewelry in a basic case out front, you know, men's on one side, women's on the other side. Like there does not have to be much to this, but the store was packed and people were like buying stuff like I could not believe. And so I think that, you know, this is an experience where you're right. People shop repeatedly. They're there once a month. They like to be able to, especially when you're spending a luxury price point on an item, you want to be able to see it in real life. So I think this is a great way for Real Real to continue this expansion and to kind of bring themselves back into relevance. And the last thing I would say, I want to see, they also mentioned some tech and automation investments here. And this is a key area we were talking about last week about kind of that one-to-one video clienteling too. Like how do you have a Zoom meeting with somebody at the store in Newport Beach? And like, if you can't make
or
it
a central
into that
location
store,
even. Yeah.
Now you have up to 30 locations where you could be running this service versus, you know, just the one website or just the store in Soho. So I think there's a lot of potential here that I really, really love about this move.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, it brings to mind what I've said on the show before, too. There's always a relationship between service and margin. Higher margin you have, the more service you can provide. And the key thing for RealReal in this equation is to think about what is the actual level of service that they need to provide given who they're selling to and what they're selling and why people are going there. And it's probably not as much as your brain would typically think it should be. And that's the golden opportunity here, because this starts to become a little more like the Southwest model, where you're giving a low price and giving the illusion of better service just because of what you're selling. So, which is a classic business school case too. And those types of business models are very rare to find. So